Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today we have ventured back to one of our favorite brands. We are drinking 19 Crimes. And unbeknownst to either of us, 19 Crimes apparently makes a white wine, which we did not realize.
They buried this one deep in the website.
So we are drinking on 19 Crimes Hard Shard. So obviously it's a Chardonnay. The most exciting thing, and I have not tasted this yet, the most exciting thing about this wine, though, is that it is 16%. I did not realize that white wines could even be that high. Like,
it makes me want a journey to find some more.
What kind of grapes are these?
I don't care. I don't care what it must be, some kind of fermentation. We done learned. So I knew it. That face, I knew you wasn't gonna like it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It tastes good to me, but does it have any notes that we're supposed to know about?
Because so, I can't find none. It says that it's bold and strong in character. It's filled with stone fruit aromas. You like stone fruit, so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. In a sweet texture palette, it is intense toasty oat notes with hints of butterscotch and honey. Balanced with layers of ripe fruit.
So,
I do taste this at the end because it says it finishes with butter and vanilla, and I definitely got that butter taste.
They just had a fancy and long way to say that this is sweet. Like, they could have just said it's a sweet shard, because Chardonnays, as you always point out, are not usually sweet. They're not dry.
And I feel like the last three that we've had, maybe I don't know what a Chardonnay is, because the last couple of ones that we have been not dry.
I'm bad for you, because she has banked her like life on the fact that, like, if I try a Chard, like, we done tried all these others, and now
I know I can't do Riesling. Mm-mm. And I can't do Chardonnay. What I need to just do is Sauvignon Blanc. That's, if I'm going to drink a white, that's clearly what it needs to be.
Okay, these Chardonnays, so now we've changed it. Okay, now we're back to like just...
the Chardonnays ain't hitting it for me. That would, yeah.
Mm-mm. And for me, apparently, like, I can get with this, except for the 16%.
Yeah, this is a. This would definitely be a one glass.
It tastes way too good for it to be 16%. This is what I call the drop them draws. Like, this is a drop them draws type of wine. Because, no, you go out thinking that you nice and civilized and everything like that. You have two glasses of this. Woo!
Yeah, because I can only, I only do three. You know, I got a 3-wine glass limit. But that's with a 13, 14 wine. Like 16.
This is 1.5.
This is disappointing to me because I'm like, alcohol content wise, it's there. Mm-hmm. But it just, I don't like the taste.
See, and this is where me and Sasha differ, because I don't care what it tastes like. If it's high enough, all right, well, I mean, the point is get the job done. It'll get her done. I would choke that.
You choked some stuff down because it was liquor.
I drank Everclear, as most of us have tried in college. So if
that
you
ain't nothing but alcohol, that's like rubbing alcohol.
Everclear. Yeah, and you know, but what does it do? It gets you there.
It gets the job
done.
Don't
do anything. You only need this much. A tint. Just a tint.
Well, so that's what we are drinking on today. It is 19 Crimes Hard Shard. It's actually was a little hard to find on the website, but we'll have the link on the wine list. But it was like front and center at my liquor store, so it should be readily available. But we are excited today because we have another guest with us. We are talking to Trayana, who is at Modern Day Makeup Mommy on Instagram. And she is a mother, wife. She has 2 tween boys, which I feel for you.
Oh, bless you.
Because we're not there yet. You know, we have the 3-year-olds, but the tweens, I'm not looking forward to. But she is a lover of all things beauty and self-care. And she says that as a mom, we can get lost in the hustle and bustle of juggling motherhood, marriage, and career. And we often forget about ourselves. That used to be her, but not anymore. And it's impossible for us to be the best mom to our children if we aren't being the best for ourselves, which is a whole word.
Yes, that's a message.
Yes. When we invest in ourselves and show up for ourselves, it makes us better in all facets of our lives, which we could not agree with less. Like, that
is
just
going to take us to church. That is a whole word just in the bio. All right.
So, Trayana, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited. Like, I'm already loving the way this conversation is going. I didn't say not yet.
Look, we don't have much of we don't have much in the way of sense. We are professional ratchet through and through. Okay. Sophista
Ratchet. Sophista Ratchet. Bougetto, that's the other term for
it. Hair for it.
But so, like, tell us why or how you came to the realization that you needed to take care of yourself and practice self-care in order for you to be a better mom and a wife. Because I think, and we've talked about this so many times on the show, not necessarily beauty related, but just in general, as wives, as moms, we just like forget that
we were someone matter. Else before that.
And so like what made you like come to that realization that you needed to start putting yourself first sometimes?
So for me, I think everything that you guys are saying are in regards to us losing ourselves is so true, because I used to be one of those moms who lost like my sense of self and my identity, and I identify solely as being a mother and a wife. And I went through postpartum depression after I had my second son. I was just very unhappy. I was working full-time, in school full-time. I had a 4-year-old at the time, and then I had this new baby, and then I was just recently married. So there was a lot of things that was happening at one time. And you know, like, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't grow up in a household with the perfect example of like what marriage is supposed to look like. So just really trying to figure it out. And I was just unhappy. Like, I felt like I was failing as a mom. I felt like I was failing as a wife. I felt like I was failing as an employee. Like, I did not want to finish school. There was just so many negative things that was going on inside my mind. And this led to me being extremely unhealthy in terms of, like, you know, my physical, just eating and not taking care of myself. Just a lot of unhealthy habits, like not sleeping, not doing anything for myself, you know, ostracizing myself from my friends, not really going out, not getting dressed up. Like, it was a struggle to literally, like, get out the bed most of the times. You know, I remember my second son had colic, so there had been, like, nights back to back where he kept me up literally the entire night crying. And like, I remember like crying to my mom because she lived downstairs, and she had to literally like come get me up off the floor, because I was sitting on the floor with my son, like just stressed and not knowing like, what am I supposed to do? And it happened, you know, kind of suddenly and like unexpected. Like, I was just one night studying, breastfeeding. It had to be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was supposed to be, you know, studying, but I was on YouTube, and I saw like this beauty video, and I was just watching a girl, and she was just in her room like doing something simple, like it was like her eyebrows or something like that. But
that is not simple. Can I just stop you right there? Eyebrows are not simple.
Sasha, you say that because Sasha has always said that is not simple, because Sasha's eyebrows, those
my
are eyebrows.
I say, I don't know if you can like, see I my want eyebrows. You to know. But my eyebrows go straight across.
No, but that's okay. You know, you have hair. So as long as you have hair, you got something to work with. And I say easy because I'm a makeup artist. So I feel like brows are like simple. You know, they're simple.
So one of our really close friends, she does our hair. But she does, like, whenever we have photo shoots and stuff like that, or I take family pictures, she does our makeup.
Yeah.
Or my makeup. And every single time she does my face, and I love her, like, she's my son's godmother, but she's, like, this close to me doing my eyebrows. Yeah, and she's like, I hate your eyebrows.
I think you got a lot to work with. You know, we didn't have no hair up there.
I think she would prefer no hair to just start. Like,
give you a blank slate.
No, I'm okay. You have a little bit of hair going. You got a nice little shape. I can work with that. But yeah, she was doing something like that. But she was, it was just like a whole vibe. You know, she had her music playing, the candles going, singing, just feeling really good. And I was like, yo, it's been so long since I've actually felt, you know, that kind of emotion. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could just chill, kick back, and enjoy spending time with myself. And then I ended up spending like that whole night. Like I stayed up just watching beauty videos. And then when I woke up the next day, I was just like, I'm going to Rite Aid. And I went to Rite Aid and I just started buying all the stuff that I saw the girl using. And I came home, I put my baby in like his chair and I was just in the bathroom going, trying to make up. Doing
yes!
Horrible at first. Listen to me. Horrible.
I was going to ask, were you into makeup before this?
No, like, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, I'm always like a cute girl. I like being cute and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. 10 years ago, makeup wasn't really a big thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't as big as, you know, it is now. You know, you'll buy a lipstick or something like that.
Yeah.
No, we that's all of us. Teens, that's like, look, yeah.
My look.
Male versus teens. Oh, exactly. I'm like, man, exactly. Why do you have lashes? Like, why is your face slayed to the gods?
I perfected the dark liner with the gloss look. That was my signature style.
Yes.
And a little bit of eyeliner, and that was all I needed.
Exactly. But, you know, so I just started practicing and it was just like something came over me and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is good. Oh, this doesn't concern children. This doesn't concern my husband. I'm not being somebody's teacher. This is just all me. And it felt so good. And that's like, you know, I'll tell people all the time, I feel like beauty essentially like saved my life because that gave me like an outlet to spend time with me, to pour into myself. And I know, you know, the beauty industry, what it is today, where like, you know, all these unrealistic beauty standards and stuff like that. For me, it's not that, you know, it's a way for me to sit down with myself and play on my face and enjoy it. It's just like self-care. You know, I light my candle, I grab my glass of wine, and I'm like, okay, so what look we gonna do today? And that's essentially how I started. And I just started practicing and perfecting my face. And I started on friends and family. And that led to me getting a job at MAC. And I became like a makeup artist. And I started doing video shoots and, you know, TV shows and like all these types of things.
Wow.
But what ended up happening is I started speaking to like other mothers. And the same way I was feeling previously, so many women were telling me, like, as I'm doing their makeup, like, yeah, like, I can't find time for myself. I'm not happy. I'm not this. I'm not that. And I was just like, yo, this is a real issue. Like moms, we out here struggling for real and nobody's talking about it. So that's why I birthed like Modern Day Makeup Mom. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to share my stories. I'm going to share my struggles. I'm going to share my journey from like postpartum to like today where like, you know, I have my business and stuff like that. And I'm going to encourage moms to make themselves and their self-care a priority through beauty. So that's essentially how we got here.
I love that because like I said, I think, like I've never been into, I'm not much of a makeup person. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing. but I like when I do have a face on, like when our friend does my makeup, I do feel like beautiful. Mm-hmm. And not that, and I say that with the caveat with I don't feel beautiful without it. Like or you know, like when I don't have makeup on, I still think I'm the shit. Like
you are, but absolutely.
Thank you. But 100%. Like, you know, but when you are put together like that, it does make you feel a certain way.
Absolutely.
And I think we forget that like the minute you become a wife, now you're just, you know, Mrs. such and such. Mm-hmm. And then when you become a mother, you're like, I remember when I remember when I had Stokely, I think I was like pregnant and like one of my coworkers at the time would always just be like, oh, like, hey, Stokely's mommy. And I would be like, I have like a name.
You knew me before.
Hello.
Sir.
Mom used to always say something like that. Like, oh, you know, once the kids come, your life is over. And I used to be like, really? But now the thing I wish somebody would tell me that
kind of stuff is like nice to say. Like, I wish we probably need to do a whole episode on shit that we don't need to hear when you're pregnant. I promise you that's going to be one of our topics because
your life isn't over. It changes.
Your life isn't over, but also like attesting to what you're talking about. Like I'm a therapist. So my biggest thing I've always told people, I believe in the fake it till you make it. On my worst days, like I can think back, even on the days when I'm like, I'm arguing with everybody, like ain't nothing right, you know, husband, child, like anything. Those are the days when I like put a little bit of extra time into myself. And I'm like, you know what? I'm about to do this hair because period, I am cute. I don't need it, but that's, and that's the other thing. It's like when you get into the phase of like, oh, or, you know, you need to wear, no, I don't need to wear makeup, but I like it. It's okay if I like to put on this. This makes me feel good. I'm not wearing it for him or but you that's, or that's anyone the same else.
Way, I think of that as like the same way right now with all of like the COVID stuff going on. Like I sit in like leggings and a t-shirt all day. The simple act of putting on like real clothes
jeans,
now.
Jeans, a bra. What?
I'm back to work. I've been back at work for like a month and a half. But ooh, even while we was on COVID, like I was getting dressed. I was going getting dressed in my living room, putting my makeup on, taking pictures, still feeling cute because that's what I do to take care of me. That's how I show myself that extra TLC. You know what I mean? And I feel like we're discussing, like, you know, everyone has like their thing that makes them feel good about themselves. And I just wish that we as moms didn't feel so guilty for actually taking the time out to do these types of things. And
that, yes, because how I felt like that, because I used to get my nails done all the time before Stokely was born. And then when
you talk about nails, all right, come on.
Well, because when I had my son, I probably went like a good year maybe where I stopped getting them done because I felt like, you know, that's me leaving my son for like an hour just to sit there and get my nails done. And like, I don't really Mom need to get them done. Friend. And, you know, like, and my husband's home with them or, you know, I got to find somebody to drop them off to just so I could get my nails done. And
it's like, is it like, worth it just for your nails?
Like, you know, to do all that. Because the first time I got them done after, like when it had been that whole time and then I went and got them done, like I'm sitting there looking at my car and I'm like, ugh, like I feel like myself again because I have my nails done. That
part. For the record, Triana, like Sasha is a 4-inch and better heel girl on a normal day. 4 inches, like at least minimum. I am not a 4-inch.
And I want to like click, click, clock all the way. Like,
yes. Like for me, like I'm talking about she, this is a heels person. I met her in heels. She still like, I'm like, oh, you still wear heels. This is my most comfortable. Like for me, it's about like, I got a whole lot of top and bottom. I mean, I love it. I mean, I can't hide it. I couldn't hide it behind nothing. We've tried. But
like my whole
sense. I feel good in just like this, what I'm wearing right now, just because I'm like, I don't want to put on clothes. And but, I ain't got to. But so even, I get like, you.
My whole sense of style also changed when I had my son too, because I didn't want to be like we were talking about. I don't want to be just a mom. And I feel like once you get put into that box, you know, you gotta dress a certain way, you gotta look a certain way.
You sure you should be wearing this? And are you sure you should be looking that?
Go ahead. Conversation about that, because you know, for me, the struggle was like my mom body. Like I always was, like I told you guys, a cute girl in high school. Like I was just like heels, all those types of things. And it's like I gained like a significant amount of weight after my second son, and I wasn't getting dressed, you know, I wasn't buying the shoes. It was just like, you know, leggings and a t-shirt. And like, even my mom used to be saying to me, like, why are you not, like, what's going on? Like, why, what are you doing? Like, why are you not being yourself? Exactly. Now, are you crazy? Like, I need you guys to understand, like, I get dressed up to go nowhere all the time because that's just my personality. And like, when people see me, they're always like, you got two kids? Yeah, what happened? Like, what happened? Like, what am I supposed to look like as someone's mother?
But I love that, like, you, because you're not saying,
because there's not one look for a mother.
Exactly. You're not saying, oh, you gotta do this. You're saying, what makes you feel beautiful? What makes you feel comfortable? And you, not mommy, not wife, what makes you feel like, pick your name, insert your name. And that's what I'm like, yes, because like my best moments, because I definitely love like a good jeans and like jeans, some flats, I'm good. However, when the time comes for me to like, for us to go out, oh, give me the sheer shirt. No, I need the prom. The sheer shirt, yeah. I want the sheer shirt. I need you to know that these is here. I have a whole body. But it is on display. But yes, it's few and far between.
But and that's the thing, right? Like, we have to, especially as mothers, learn how to take some of our time back. Because so much of it, as it should be, of course, is devoted to your children. But I believe, like, how I introduce you is definitely what I believe. Like, if we are not taking care of ourselves and we are not, you know, how can we show up as our best selves if we don't feel like our best selves?
That part. And I also think you teach people how to treat you. And for me personally, this goes for like my husband, my children, anyone. I need you guys to understand that I'm a priority too. So just like I can show up for you, I'm going to show up for myself. So when I tell you it is mommy's time, I will see you later. And it's a non-negotiable. Like, my kids know, my husband know, like, I get my nails done every 2 weeks and I spend my money. You know what I mean? I go shopping. I wake up in the morning at 4:30 in the morning. Don't nobody get out to bed because mommy is taking her time to do her morning routine. I'm working out. I'm doing whatever it is that I need to do to set the intention for the day. And I feel like so many of us moms, like, when you say these types of things to them, they're looking at you like, oh, but what about your kids? I feel like so many of us think that we have to choose between ourselves and our children.
Yes.
And it's not an either or.
It's as if, like, if I'm taking this time for myself, then automatically I'm taking it away from my child or my husband. And I'm like, or I could have just been laying in bed, like, doing nothing. Because a lot of times, like, I know me, a lot of times I'm not doing nothing. But I'm not doing anything. Yes.
Your kids can tell, though, if, like, when you're not happy and you're just sitting there and, like, you're not taking care of yourself, like, your kids can see that.
Yes.
Like, I think your kids would much rather.
Kids know when mommy's attitude sucks. Yeah, they don't know how to say it.
I think they would much rather you go get your nails done and come back and be happy than you sitting there mad or, you know, depressed or sad because you don't take any time for yourself, and now you feel taken advantage of. Now you're starting to build resentment for your kids and your family because you never have anything, like, you can't do anything for you.
Exactly.
You don't feel like you can, like, leave for 30 minutes or an hour and spend any of that time on you.
Sitting,
like,
dreading time. That reminds me, Sasha, of, like, our time that we did our first trip away, because I think our first trip away was me and your trip first was Beyonce.
Yep.
In Philly. And it was an overnight trip. Me and her were like, oh gosh, okay. I mean, we did it and we enjoyed ourselves thoroughly.
And our sons were, like, young.
Our sons
they weren't even walking yet. I don't even think they were a year yet.
Well, excuse me. Mine was about to be a year. Yeah. Yours was about a month or two from a year. Our sons are it's three of us, all sons, 5 weeks apart. So hers is 10 weeks from ours. But no, like, I remember us being like, oh my gosh, but we did not regret the time. We didn't sit there. Like, I mean, we did our FaceTime, our call, like, okay, children are fine.
And it was the same thing.
We had our girls' trip.
Yeah, when we went to Puerto Rico, we had a girls' trip to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And you know, the whole time, like, people are asking me at work, like, oh, well, who's going to watch your son?
And I'm
like,
their father.
Like, it's not watching. It's actually not watching. Like, he don't, parents can't babysit their children. And I really need that to be like a whole t-shirt.
And it was like so needed because we got away for it was only a weekend. It was like a long weekend. It was three nights, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, like a 4-day thing.
And we just got to, like, do what we wanted to do. And even the simple act of having we have monthly wine nights. Me and Sheree and I and two of our friends, we have monthly wine nights. And, like, that's what we always say, like, that's our self-care. Like, we talk about wine being our self-care, but, like, wine in that context with our friends is our self-care. Because in that moment, it's about us. Like, we do talk about our kids, but we also talk about, like, bullshit. And, like,
it even started with us, like, but it even started with us being, like, we'll bring the kids. Because actually, when it started, we would bring our children because they were 3 months. We started in January. So how old? August? I'm not good at math, but August to January.
He was 3 months.
No.
Stokely was 3 months.
Stokely was three. So, like, Brendan was 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Legitimately, we're talking about, like, children where I'm still nursing, but I'm like, you know what, we're going to, I was at the end of my, I nursed for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was at the end of my nurse. I was like, we can ready to get this going. I don't like, we had the babies there. We have like couples things where we would do, we had things where we would do things as a family. Like we incorporated our people into our YNA as we felt like it, but that was our time. And we found so much joy in just being able to sit down and be like, oh girl, you too.
That
like,
part.
Yes. And it's so important, but I even think of it like this. And this is a question that I had. When we think about beauty and self-care and everything like that, I want my child to not, to love and admire who I am, because he's going to date someone in the universe. Okay. I want him to see a healthy, happy ass person. And I have to be that example. His father has to be that example. We have to be that example for what he's going to look for in future relationships. So if I'm sitting here and I'm just like, whatever. All right. I mean, I'm like, no, sweetie, you need to see that someone cares, that someone takes care, that you aren't the only priority, because I'll be damned if I raise a child that thinks that. I wish.
That's how you get selfish kids.
I wish he would believe that he is the only priority, sir.
Do you think your sons, like, do they notice, have, or like any of the time
they just know, like, oh, it's mommy's time. Oh, it's mommy's time. It's so, because I'm very intentional about it. And it's something that I do on a consistent basis. Like, you know, you guys talked about your trip. Like, I feel like my journey was solidified last summer when I went away to Europe. I traveled solo for an entire week. I left.
Wow. Went to Paris, good for you.
I went to Greece. One of my co-teachers were getting married. So we all went out there for the wedding. And like, I'm not going to lie to you, I had so much anxiety around it. Like, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, Trey, like, are you really going to do this? But I did it. And it was the best thing that I feel like I could ever do as a woman for myself. Because, yes. You know, and when you guys talk about FaceTiming the kids, like, I'll be calling my kids and they'll be like, what happened? Like,
yeah, they don't even want to talk to you.
It'd be us sitting there, all that mom guilt. They be sitting there like,
I'll talk to you later. Like, why are you calling? Like, I'm having a good time. Like, they're not worried about us. And I didn't say this.
I can count on my hands how many times my child has wanted to speak to me, and it really was only for the fact of like that moment where they're mm-hmm. young and they're like, mommy, is she still there? Oh, hey, mom, all right, cool, good night.
My husband and I, we went to Italy last year, mm-hmm. and it was our first like long, we were gone for a week mm-hmm. away from our son, because I'm a firm believer that he don't get to go nowhere until he's old enough to walk around by himself, mm-hmm. and like, I don't gotta pick you up and carry you because you're tired, mm-hmm. and we would FaceTime him every night, and every night he would come to the phone and be like, hi mommy, hi daddy, and then just
go back to whatever he was playing with. Exactly. He was like, I'm not worried about you.
Definitely. I know
my husband was missing him. Like, my husband really missed him really bad, and like, I missed him too, but our son was just like, no, I'm good. Like, y'all,
I'm with grandma and nani and Mimi.
Said that mom guilt, like that mom guilt and that idea that if you are doing something other than being a mom, you're being a bad mom. And I just want to change that perception of, like, you know, when it comes to us being mothers, that means that we can't be people too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a mother, and I'm a teacher, and I'm a makeup artist, and I'm a wife, and I'm a happy woman. I'm not just a mother, you know? So when people ask me about myself, the first thing I say I'm a mom, but that's not the first thing that comes out of my mouth, because that's not how I want you to identify me as. Don't place me in no box and just think that because I'm somebody's mother, that means that I'm not more than that. I'm a mother and I'm so much more. Like, that's
like this other facet.
Like, there is so, like, man, I am layers. I am layers and levels. Because
you know, Sheree knows this. I've always said this about myself. I don't want to be, and people, like, some people will take offense to it. I don't want to be just a mom, because people, and I do get, you know, for some people motherhood is the end all be all, and they wanted nothing more than to be a mother, and it's their life calling, and I respect you if that's like, if it fulfills you that way, that's awesome. But for me, I'm more than just Stokely's mother. Like, I was a person before I was married. I was a person before I became his mom. And I'm going to be that person when all these people are gone.
He goes away. That part. And I think that's something we should do. We should support each other and, like, whatever, how we ever we want to identify as mothers. I think there's too much of that. Oh, so, you know, you want to be more than just a mother, or, like, I'm a mom. And, you know, people really hold on to that as their identity, and then they look down on you, or they're looking at you like you're crazy. If you say that that's not how you want to identify.
Yeah, because how could you not want to be like, what do you mean, like, being a mom is the best thing ever? Like, this is the most important job you'll ever do.
Every waking moment with your child. At 1 month, okay, I still remember this. It was because I spent 3 months off on maternity leave, mm-hmm. and thank God for the privilege of having the job where I could do that. So I'm like, we always say we recognize our privilege of the things that we were able to do. Like, I was able to set my goals and meet them. I remember at 1 month, I remember like being in the house and I'm sitting around. My husband stayed home for a week or two. I can't remember. He didn't stay home long, but I was just like, I haven't talked to, and I felt that piece of like depression, that piece of like, oh my God, my friends have forgotten about me. I don't even know who I am. Like my friend, like it was like, I could feel myself where the phone call I would call and they wouldn't answer. And I mean, usually that's nothing for me. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. They've forgotten about me. I'm never going to see my friends again. And like, I was just so like, I felt myself spiraling. One of my friends had a pipe party. As a matter of fact, Brenda was 1 month old. I remember saying, we're going. My brother, I have an older brother, and he was just like, I don't know. I said, have you talked to adults in the past month? And he was like, I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't. I said, I know everybody who's going to be there. This is pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. I knew everybody who was there. These are all the people who had been around. He's been around these people. He was just on the inside. Now he's about to meet these same voices. I took him to the fight party. He slept, and my child, if you ask, Sasha, my child is too legit. He's been around parties his whole life. He is
turn up.
He is turn up. Like, yes. And me and him and his father, that's our fault. But he slept through the entire fight party, like legitimately laid on one of my friend's chest. Like, she had she bigger than me, like just endowed. He laid there. People got loud. She moved. He looked up at her and she was like, my bad, let me sit back down. He nestled himself there and was good. I had a ball.
Of course.
Those are the things that I remember. Like, I was able to go out and do something. And for that couple of hours, I felt like me. And we even have talked about it. Sasha and I have done a thing about mom squads and like just being able to have that support system.
Exactly.
Our support system has grown where they've had children. And so our stuff, a lot of our stuff is child friendly, I guess you will, like, because it's over a friend's house.
So
it's
like, hey, don't bring kids.
Sometimes we don't want to bring them, but at the fact that you know that I have a kid and I appreciate that you know that this kid might have to come with me. I mean, we also have a million babysitters. But just the fact that it's okay that you're bringing your kid, they go and play together and they be over there playing while we're over here. It's all self-care for me to get over. I don't have to think about him. No, so he's fine.
What would you tell women who are struggling to make that time for themselves? Like, how to start doing that?
What's the first step?
I think that the first step is, first always admitting to yourself that this is an issue. This is something that you need to conquer. One, I think when you say things, you give a name to it. It just helps you, confront it and deal with it. And then the second thing I would say is that self-care doesn't have to be something that's so long and drawn out. Like, I feel like a lot of times people think that it has to be like this big production, but no, not really. Like, if you need to sit down in silence, that's self-care. If you're going to play your music loud while you're in the car, that's self-care. If you decide that you want to have a glass of wine, that's self-care. Beauty for me, talking about makeup, shopping for makeup, planning makeup, that's my self-care. It doesn't have to be some long, drawn-out event. Like, even simple things as moisturizer, buying you a lotion and a scent that you enjoy and moisturizing yourself when you come out the shower, that is self-care. Like, lighting a candle. It's very, very simple. It doesn't have to be something that's so big. And I feel like you can find ways to incorporate this into your everyday lifestyle. A skincare routine, washing your face, moisturizing your face, brushing your hair. These are simple ways in which you can incorporate self-care into your daily lifestyle. And I think that's what I would recommend. I would recommend you just doing one thing every single day that just revolves around you. It doesn't have to be long, 5 to 10 minutes. Find that moment and do it and stick to it. And then like the big stuff, of course.
I love it.
But the other stuff, just simple.
Because that, like, no, for me, like, that's my coffee in the morning. When I come downstairs and I go outside and drink my coffee, that's what that, like, and it's the 5 minutes that I have to myself sitting outside drinking this coffee, and it puts me mentally in a state where, like, okay, I'm ready for the day.
I can take, you know,
what do I have going on today? I can just breathe for a little bit, calm down, and then get my day started. And it's literally my cup of coffee.
And see, for me, it was like, because Sasha knows that I've started doing my yoga. I'm going to be a yoga instructor in like a couple of weeks. And that was, I would wake up early. And it's not because I'm doing yoga. It's just to sit there. And I would sit there and just think and meditate. And I
meditation and being in a quiet space is underrated.
No one is up. The amount of times that I've woken up and I've journaled just because I love to write.
Me too.
Oh gosh. Journal, just get up and no one else is around. I don't have to hear a footstep. Yes. Do you know how scary it is to hear a footstep when you're a mother? Do you know how it's almost as scary as silence?
Somebody's coming again.
Like, why? I'm like, mom, or else why are you crying? He's up. I did it today. Literally, nap time was over, and I could tell because I work in between his nap time. So I was like on my session, and the next thing I heard, and I was like, oh God, he's up. Why? Why are you up so early? Like, you're supposed to be asleep for an hour. What is wrong? But that's my self-care.
I think we have to also be unapologetic about it. I think that to not feel bad about wanting to take these small moments to make it about you is not wrong. Like, it's not wrong. I don't think it's selfish. I don't think it makes you a bad mom. I think it makes you human. I think it's insanity to me for you to think, especially if you have, you know, I mean, one kid, but if you have multiple children, you're talking about times in yourself, like, you know, by the amount of kids that you have, and for you to think that you shouldn't pour something back into yourself after you've given so much out. That's insanity. Like, I don't know who came up with this concept.
Because we have a belief that we should be able to be superwoman, especially women of color. That. Like, we especially should be able to do it all, feel it all, be it all, carry it all, and like carry it all with a smile on our face and our hair looking well, got good, and we also always be able to be
like
there.
Think it, work it all the way through. If you spend 18 years pouring yourself into your kids and then they leave, that's how you end up not knowing nothing about you.
You are leaving that husband. All these types of things are unfold when you spend so much of your time. I mean, I'm not saying, this is not to say that you shouldn't take care of your children.
No, we're not talking about neglect.
I don't care how much I love my children.
Like, I don't care how much I wanted to be a parent. And like, I never dreamed of it, but it's like, I know I can identify with the, I dreamed of this and this is all I wanted. I'm like, I wanted a career too, but okay. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I know that at the end of the day, and I think of it even as being a wife, it's like, oh, but don't your children come first? I said, right now.
My husband comes
understand first. My husband, I said right now, because my child is small. He has to come a little bit first. But understand that I have to nurture my relationship, because if I don't nurture my relationship, I'm sorry, that child leaves. I have to be home with him.
And
at the end of the day, my child.
Well, and that, because that's the thing. If you are pouring so much into your child and you're losing yourself in the process, what happens is they go off to college, they go off to school, they leave the house, as they should do, because that's what you're preparing them for. That means you've been a good parent.
Teenhood, they don't even like you.
Yeah, and then all of us, you're left with looking at a partner that you no longer know, because you've spent all this time just with your kids. Mm-hmm. And then you're left looking at yourself with like, well, what do I like?
Because I've just done soccer games.
Exactly. I know my schedule. But now that schedule's gone.
Like, y'all talking about teenagers. My children are 9 and they'll be 9 and 13. And they're already at the stage where they over us. They over us.
They don't even like you.
No, not my 13-year-old. He be giving it to us. And I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my husband. My husband is literally my best friend. Like, we'd be in a room like, yo, what we gonna do now? Like, what we gonna do now? And I like, I believe in cultivating that relationship, because I feel like for my children, what they need to see, especially because I have sons, is a strong and healthy marriage and relationship.
Yes.
I need you to understand that this is two people that does it. Mommy is not the only person that's cooking in here. I'm not the only person that's cleaning in here. I'm not doing all of that. Like, no,
this like, is a you need not go out and find the woman who does it all. If you do, best to you, but understand that that's not how you was raised. You know how when we be that sitting there looking at men and we're like, who raised you?
That part. And I tell my sons all the time, like, I'm not taking that. If you think for a second that your wife is your mate, I'm going to take issue with that. Me, because that's not how I raised you. You're going like, to cook, you're going to clean, you're going to do everything that like, she do.
You better know how to feed yourself. No, no, no. What
don't
do you
be
mean?
Embarrassing me and Isha. Like, are you crazy? Like,
exactly. That's
hard. Just, then you gotta like, put a girl like aside and be like, look, I'm sorry. Girl, he knows how to do this stuff. I don't
do this.
I want you to understand that that is so important, because parents,
especially
and I only know
raising
this,
boys, especially raising boys.
I know that my mother-in-law has, like, my mother-in-law spoke to my mother and was like, her daughter is lovely, and she's just like, you know, she was like one of those things, like, I love her, I adore her. And she's like, I don't know what happened. Like, because my husband just don't, he messy. And that's just the easiest way, because he's not dirty, but he messy. Things everywhere. And she's just like, I don't know what happened. Like,
the crazy thing is, she said,
I don't know how this happened.
My husband is Jamaican, so I don't know if you guys know about like Caribbean households and stuff like that. So my mother-in-law is very traditional Caribbean. She want to cook, she want to clean, she want to... And I be like, you know, that's great for you, sis. But I had to let her know, like, you know, I've been with my husband since I was 17 years old. So this is a long-term relationship.
Oh, you and Sasha. There you go.
Yeah, we've literally, like, grown up together. And I
my husband and I have been
know.
Together since we were 16.
Exactly. I'm not, that's not the one. He did not marry that woman. I'm never going to be that woman. So if that's what you want for him, I mean, we have a great relationship. I love my mother-in-law to death, but she had to come to understanding that I'm not your son's maid. You can do that for your men. You can do that for him. Like, she'll cook for him. That's cool.
So all right. Great.
I'm not doing that though. Mm-mm. That's not me. I'm not. And I will never be that person.
Like, and at the end of the day, he knew that that wasn't.
My grandmother is like that, because I'm Puerto Rican, and my grandmother is definitely the type, you know, when there's a man there, it's you sit down, you don't move. I'm gonna get your plate, I'll serve you. What do you want
first? For what? Like, wait, he can
get
like,
on plate.
Exactly. So, like, what is happening here?
Funniest thing, I tried that. Look, so funniest thing, I tried that when I first met Brandon's, like, the elders. I'm gonna call them the elders.
You said this.
Yes, because it was the funniest thing, because I don't mind making the plate. I ain't doing a whole lot, but I'm like, he was running around. Actually, it was because he was cooking. So, you know, I'm like, oh, you're on the grill, sweetie. I know that the person who's on the grill, that's the person who needs to have a plate set. I went to get up and get him a plate. And them elders, because they had just met me, they said, what you doing? And I said, I'm going to fix Brandon his plate, because, like, he loved his mac and cheese, and he wasn't going to get none. I know, because grandma's mac and cheese is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And she said, they said, sit down. He can make his plate. I turned to him. I sat down and I was like, okay, I tried. I turned to him and said, I tried, baby. But let me tell you what I'm not going to do. What I ain't doing is, these are aunties and a grand aunt and great aunt. So I really need you to go in that plate. I tried to sneak it to the side. But I was like, oh, well,
Do you teach your sons? Because I think, like, it's different when you have daughters, because we know they'll grow up to be mothers. But do you also teach your sons that when they get older, they also need to have, like, some sort of self-care?
So the funny thing is that, because, you know, that whenever I tell them anything, they're like, oh, we know, because you want us to be good husbands. Oh, we know, because you want us to be good fathers.
I love
it. Yes, I do. I encourage my boys. Like, my oldest, he loves to draw. So I buy him, like, you know, the sketchbooks and all the pencils and whatever mediums that he does, you know, whatever he wants, you know, in terms of like arts and stuff like that. I buy that for him. We'll watch a YouTube videos together. I'll sit down, I'll let him draw. And then my youngest, he's a performer. So he loves to like dance and, you know, do those types of things. So we frequently have dance parties and, you know, just do things to make them feel good. Like he loves superheroes. So I'm always buying him like a mask or like something for him to run around the house in and play superhero. Cause I feel like cultivating these kind of qualities are important, and allowing children to be children and to get in tune into themselves is important. It's an important part of childhood development. I didn't grow up, you know, being able to be a kid, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I had a mom who was single. It was five of us. I was the oldest child. I grew up essentially helping my mom, you know, with my brothers and sisters. I did not want that for my children. So I pretty much allow my children to be children, and I try to cultivate the things that they're interested in and show them like, hey, it's okay for you to spend time with yourself. Get in touch with yourself. Figure out what you like. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Journal, because I'm a big journaler. I have like I'm looking at all my journals I have over here. So I encourage my boys to write, like, you know, poetry. They like writing stories, all those types of things. I just try to, it's a teacher in me too. So
I was like, that's the Brooklyn in you. Yes. I feel like that's the New York in you, where all of that arts and stuff that like
arts
that.
And stuff, like, sheesh. But no, that's so important, because when you're talking about like men seem to take themselves out of that conversation of self-care as well. And a bitter ass man is just as bad, if not worse, than a bitter ass woman. Yeah. Oh my God.
We have too many of them walking around, yo.
Like you sitting there don't know what make you happy. You mad because you scorned from 5 years back, 15 years ago. And I'm like,
as men get older though, and not to say like they don't know. They it's easier for a man to decide I'm gonna go leave and go running, or I'm gonna go to the barbershop or whatever. I don't know what men do as self-care, like, but like
men,
they
use the barbershop, the bar, the cigar
and
shop,
it's so, and like they don't feel the same level of, oh, like, should I leave, like, the baby?
No,
like,
they don't have no guilt. Nah, they don't have dad guilt. I've never heard the word dad guilt. Never.
It's because society is set up to make men think that, you know, they don't have to have a hand in that. And like, I this is something I tell my, I have a Jamaican husband. I don't know if you guys know about Caribbean culture, but they're very like,
my husband's roots is Trinidadian.
They not.
My husband has Trinidadian roots.
Oh,
okay?
You know, they're very like, nope, I'm working, I'm paying the bills, I ain't doing nothing else. Like, you got everything inside this house, and I had to let my
where you belong know, like, in the kitchen. Say what?
That part, first of all, you cook better. So if you cook better, why am I the one cooking all the time? Like, you do this better. So we had, like, in the beginning, you know, we had to find like that healthy balance. And I keep trying to explain to him, like, I need my sons to see you doing more than just going to work. I need my sons to see so they can understand that inside of a household, it's not just mommy. It's mommy and daddy, especially if they're both in the house.
It's no sense like mommy's not picking up everything.
The father's not involved. Like, you can
like
live in a house and not be
bringing home the bacon. That whole antiquated father bringing home the bacon. I'm sorry, we both work. And I refuse for me to like work at, like, both of us work an 8-hour job. Now, I do believe, and we always talk about, like, there is no 50-50 split. We know that, like, sometimes it's 60-40, sometimes it's 75-25, whatever. But what you're going to see is a share somewhere. Today is your day. Tomorrow, mommy needs a break. So you know what? I'll go ahead and do this. So, like, splitting thing.
I will say, for all of our ladies out there listening, this is your permission to go and take 5 minutes for yourself.
Walk
at least 5 minutes.
Walk
like minimum
the
5 minutes.
Period. Whether
it means lighting a candle, sitting in a room, listening to some music, like what Triana mentioned. Self-care doesn't have to be something that's going out to get your nails done or your hair done or putting
it
on a face.
It doesn't have to cost a dime.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be any of that. But it's so important, especially as women, especially as mothers, that we reconnect with ourselves.
Like, what do you like? Like, that's the question that I like to ask myself. Like, what is it that I like? I love to read. I love books. I love to like scents and smells and candles.
If
so, like, you need
answer
to know that
question. If you can't answer that question, then that means you need to take a step back
and
figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, what I said. That's why you got to put a name on it, because I feel like so many, you'll ask them what you like to do, and they're like, oh, I like taking care of my kids. Okay.
Outside of them, if they weren't there.
What like, else do you like, girl?
Okay. Like,
what else?
That's not an obligation. I hate to say it like that, but it's, I mean, if you as a parent, mom,
that's your job.
That's what you do.
I said, I'm bringing this child into this earth. That's kind of like was the giving the when I said, hey, exactly. Like once I peed on that stick and saw it turn. Okay, yeah, mom, exactly. Like it's exactly. Not like, but no, like that's really important. Like even mm-hmm. thinking about like a bubble bath, I had a bubble bath two, three weeks ago.
I have a bathtub now. When I tell
music.
You
music. Oh my God, man, I floated away. I don't even know how long I was in there. I don't know. I swear. I think I died and came back.
So my husband and I just moved into this new house and we have a bathtub yes. now in our bathroom. And now we didn't have a bathtub in our bathroom in the old house. And so, and I love baths. And we lived in that old house for like 11 years and I never got to take a bath. And he was like, well, when are you going to take a bath? And I was like, oh, like, I feel like, you know, I don't know when I can do it because like Stoli's not asleep.
Not a shower.
And he was like, just take a bath. And then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I just like, I really want to take a bath. Let me just like take half an hour and sit in this damn bathtub.
For y'all to understand, she takes showers. So she ain't saying that she dirty. She's saying that she takes showers. She takes showers, not baths. I have to make clear, because you know there's always someone who'll be like, what person, she mean, right? Take a bath? Like we talk about self-care. Like, goddamn, I know I take a shower every day, so that's my self-care. No. We're talking about a soap.
But I will say, sometimes, bubbles. Depending on where you are, in motherhood, because remember them first couple of months, man. Something as simple as a shower can be your self-care, because we
the first
don't
5 minute
those.
Shower I had where just a child did not dressed, interrupt or girl. Bust in the room.
I think that, you know, when we talk about self-care, I feel like the first part of that word is self. So if you're not in tune with who you are, it's going to be very difficult for you to find ways to take care of you, right? So you Ooh. Have to figure out what it is that moves you, what it is that feeds you, what are you passionate about, and then make it a priority to do those things and not feel guilty about it. Period. That's it.
And that right there is the takeaway of the episode.
Like, who were you before mom?
Yeah.
Who were you before wife? Like, we forget, like, it's so hard, but we forget. We were someone. Who were you?
Yeah.
You may be that same person. You might be different a little bit, but I don't believe we change that much, to be honest. I don't believe we change that much. We alter, we level up. I don't think we changed that much.
But we need to reconnect with ourselves so we don't lose it. Well, I really want to thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
We really appreciate it, because I think it's not something that's talked about. Like, people think about, women especially think about self-care as just being something that is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That's not something that we should do. But we are not proponents of that at all.
No.
So you can find Trayana on Instagram. She is at modernday_makeupmommy. Her website is the same thing. Yeah, modernday makeup mommy. Yep. So make sure that you go and check her out, because she is amazing. I will say, you do have your face beat in all of these pictures, and I'm jealous.
To the gods, and, okay, to the gods, y'all.
It's the mom beat. It's a mom beat. I promise you.
Okay, what she needs to do is, do you do a mom beat class?
I do.
Okay, because
you know, and I feel like Brooklyn is one of the better cities to do Instagram pictures, because all of these like little row houses in the background, and I love
Sherman
New York.
Looks, y'all. Okay, go visit.
So, Modern Day Makeup Mommy, thank you so much. As always, if you tell us what you do for self-care, because I'm always looking for new ideas to.
So I love journaling. Like, that's one of my favorite things. I meditate. I work out. Makeup, of course. Buying, shopping, talking about it. You know, other people. That's fun for me. And spending time with, like, my friends and, like, you know, just being by myself. Like, I feel like I lost myself, like I told you guys. So any chance or opportunity I get to just sit down with self and just reflect and, like, talk to me and figure out, like, what it is that I want to do and be passionate about, that's how I self-care.
We love it. So I want to hear from all of our listeners as well. We want to hear what you guys do for self-care, because I'm always looking for new ideas as well.
I am
partial to, and this is going to sound so weird, but I do like running and working out, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. It takes me, my motivation to do it is never there. But when I
once
do
you
it,
in it, you in it.
Yeah,
right?
I like it. Really does make me feel better. So we want to hear from our listeners. As always, it's probably an Instagram conversation going on right now. You can follow us on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast. You can always email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com and check us out on the website, swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure that you subscribe so you can get all of the new episodes when they drop. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa. Will play us, Amazon Music, Pandora, all that good stuff. And then make sure that you rate and review the show, because it does help other people find the show. And we love the community that we are building. We have some amazing people. Like, y'all on Instagram are so good. You are y'all are into the conversations, and we so appreciate it. And we just want other people to find us. So make sure you rate and review the episode. And as always, have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.